ॐ शांति आज
ॐ शांति
सतगुरु आज
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु
सबकी याद ली
कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस विद मायसेल्फ एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन
बाबा पहले से ही वतन में खड़े हुए इंतजार कर रहे
आई सॉ बाबा स्टैंडिंग before me, already waiting for me.
बहुत सुंदर अलग अलग प्रकार की decoration भी
there was a variety of decoration all around the subtle region. Baba said, come child. He then said,
आप अकेली आई हो?
Have you come alone?
और कौन आया है?
Who else has come?
मैंने कहा बाबा सबकी याद लाई हूँ.
I told Baba that I have brought everyone's loving remembrances. So Baba started smiling. Baba then gently clapped his hand. And then immediately many, many brothers and sisters from different centers got emerged in the settled region. And there were scenes of the brothers and sisters offering bhog at their different centers. They were sitting in a very loving state and offering with great dedication. So Baba said, look at this, look at the children's love. Each child is having sweet, loving conversations with Baba. Baba was giving everyone drishti, not just those here in Madhuban, but all centers in Bharat and foreign lands. So Baba was giving drishti to everyone. Baba then said, on this day, there are many contact souls also who are loving close friends of the Yajna who are also offering bhog. So Baba was seeing them from a distance and it was as though they were receiving something from Baba. They were receiving some attainment. So Baba said, look at how much love the children have for the father. They are lost in that love. So in return of the children's love, Baba is going to gift the children something. As Baba said this, a very beautiful crystal item appears in front of each child. For some, the crystal changed into stone. In some children's crystal, there was half light and the other half of the crystal was dark. For some, the crystal was moving upwards. They were not able to hold on to it for long, just like children try to catch hold of a balloon, but it keeps moving upwards. So looking at all of this, the children start to ask, Baba, what is this happening, Baba? And as they were saying this to Baba, the crystal was revolving and the color was changing. So these different games were taking place and Baba was looking at each one closely. Baba then said, did you see this? Do you know how you have to use this crystal? It of course reflects the children's inner state. The father has given the children so many treasures, but even after seeing the treasures, there are different kinds of questions that pose obstacles of why and what and how. The father has given a special treasure, but because of these questions, even though you have the treasure, you sometimes find yourself empty inside. So again Baba said, look at the crystal very closely. So each one looked at their crystal closely. On the top was written a point and below was written the stage of being, the point of light, and in the middle was written your self stage. And on the side was written, become the embodiment of all experiences. Baba has given the children a small method of creating a strong stage for yourself. Stabilize yourself in the form of being a point of light. Connect yourself with the supreme point of light, and then your stage will become so powerful. Along with that, whatever you are to attain from the Father, you will be able to experience that second by second. This is the gift that the Father is giving the children. Don't have thoughts in any situation. Keep the mind clear. Maintain a clear connection with the Father. And then in the future, you will receive more and more attainments. You will be able to look at the situations that come in the future and overcome them. Go ahead. So this is why Baba has given the children a clear crystal. My children should become such clear crystals that they can do magic. So it was again Baba presented the crystal to each child. So according to the child's stage, the crystal was reflecting that. Some were in their angelic form, some were in their future emperor form, some were in their yogi form. So different forms, different stages were visible through the crystal. Baba then explained further. The confluence age is such that at every second you are receiving attainments from the Father, and it can work as a miracle in your life. However, the children have to make their inner stage very powerful, and then at every stage you will have good experiences. It will be as though you are experiencing a miracle. The world will be going through different scenes of sorrow, but my children, my Brahmin children, will have elevated experiences in every situation and enable others to also have elevated experiences. I then offered the bhog to Baba. I then gave remembrances on behalf of Pratibha Didi and Bhopal Bhaiji. So for Bhopal Bhai, Baba said, it's been 1 year since both of them left body. So Bhopal Bhai, along with his connection with Baba, he had a lot of concern for Baba's children. He was instrumental for creating, acquiring the land of Shantivan. And so he always had the concern that so many of Baba's children come, so we have to do this for them, that for them. So he maintained the consciousness of being an instrument, and whatever thought he had, he brought it into practical. So Baba and the Brahmin family also gave him a lot of support, and because of all this service, thousands of souls come to Shantivan and are taking benefit from Shantivan. And so the good wishes of the family and the blessings of the dadis enable the soul Bhopal Bhai to move ahead. And as in his new form also, he is going to be involved in different kinds of service. So Pratibha Didi, who was instrument for the spiritual museum in Mount Abu, she became instrument for a service place that enabled many souls from India and foreign lands to come closer to Baba and take Baba's knowledge. They became instruments for further service. She was always tireless in Baba's service, and she created the fortune of many, many souls. Baba then offered bhog to both these souls, Pratibha Devi and Bhopal Bhai. Both these souls, Baba said, they always had concern that we should serve and look after the family. So these both souls have a lot of good wishes from the family. Pratibha Ben gave remembrances for Madhuban and the museum in particular, and Bhopal Bhai also gave remembrances to the families in all three places. I then returned. Om Shanti.